This is episode number 2189 of the Who Cares News for Friday, April 8th, 2022. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
For those burning minds who really want to know, last night was the red carpet premiere of the Kardashians in Hollywood.
That's right. Today's the day. Today's the day on Hulu.
Red carpet premiere.
Oh, my goodness.
The new series that premieres today on Hulu. And here's the caveat.
If
you're interested.
If you're interested.
Now, it's been a whirlwind week of promotion. Disney style. That's right. The Kardashians are officially a Disney family since Disney owns Hulu.
They do.
Which makes me vomit in my mouth a little bit. And that means they get into Disneyland free now.
Yeah, they don't have to pay anymore.
And get 35% off merch, 40% at Christmas.
Oh, boy. You can see Momager just lining up at the World of Disney in downtown Disney at Christmas. Oh, my God. Just buying the whole place out.
You know, stars are just like us.
They are. Well, they want a good deal, too. Don't get me wrong. They're going to take advantage of the 35% discount. Trust me. Everybody.
It's a $100,000 golf cart.
I got it. But you know what? They want a deal. It's just a psychological thing. Ask a psychologist. They'll tell you, everybody wants to get the deal.
Let's go to Disneyland. We get in free. We can't afford to, buy an admission to every day of the year.
We can buy out the entire park for about 10 hours one night, but let's go while everybody else is there because it doesn't cost us anything. Save that money for couture. Save that money for a trip to Paris. Save that money for a new pair of Yeezys. Oh, we don't buy those anymore. Wait a minute.
No, I don't think they buy those
anymore. No, I don't think so.
And Kim probably needs pencils for law school.
Nah, I don't think she's going to use pencils.
No. Yeah, maybe not.
She's got a phone.
She needs bikinis to study in.
Oh, there you go.
There you go. Okay. Yep. Bikinis are expensive.
Yep.
All right. So, anywho. Kimmy walked her first red carpet with boy toy Pete Davidson.
Oh, my God. That makes him even more official, doesn't it?
Oh, yes.
And he
seems to really be enjoying the sex. I'm sorry. I mean the attention.
The attention.
My goodness.
Right?
Did I say that out loud? Earlier this week, Robin Roberts sat down with the Kardashians.
I didn't watch it, but oh my God, she interviewed all of them. And it's like, that's why it's so Disney, because ABC's owned by Disney, and that's the only reason.
Enough. I don't want to hear any more about
that.
All right, so they had an in-depth, shameless plug for the series premiere. And let's not forget that Ye kept everyone front and center by pulling out of Coachella this week.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
And Kravis, which is what we call Courtney and Travis.
Oh, yeah.
Fake married Sunday in Vegas.
See, this was all just build up.
The clan knows how to milk a cow.
They sure do, don't they?
Milk.
And if you're interested, because we know you're not, Kardashians premieres today on Hulu.
So the weekend.
Yeah.
Not as in the weekend, but the weekend.
The weekend, yes.
The weekend. Has stepped in to fill the hole next weekend.
Yep.
At Coachella, caused with Ye pulling
out.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. All right.
You always get back to Ye pulling out.
I like the weekend.
He's good.
Yeah, he's very good. He's kind of got an 80s vibe.
Except for the robot guys with the underwear over their head. I happen to have loved the halftime show.
Oh, from a couple of years ago, the weekend's happened. Yeah, it was good. I thought it was good, yeah. So he's doing Coachella. Okay, good.
He's stepping in for the yay.
Yeah, he's taking one for the team.
Yeah, it almost didn't happen, though.
Really?
We're hearing that the weekend refused to appear at first because the offer on the table was far less than Ye's agreed to payday of $8 million.
Oh, my God. $8 million? For a 20 or 30 minute set, I think it's longer than.
Organizers have apparently ponied up the $8 million.
Yeah.
And the weekend, now headline was Swedish House Mafia.
Yeah.
Now, funny enough, the weekend, and I bet that's in a chap Ye's high that he's.
I don't think he cares. I mean, he's beyond that now.
All right. So anyway,
besides, he's going away. He's gonna fix himself.
Oh, that's right.
Him and Will Smith, he's gonna fix themselves.
Maybe they'll go to the same place.
Maybe they'll go. Yeah, maybe. totally different
they
things.
They can collaborate on an album.
No, stop. Just stop that right there. Let's just stop that right there. We're not going there. I can't
Yay
even,
in the Fresh Prince.
No. I can't imagine.
Or would it be Yeezy in the Fresh Prince?
No.
Okay, so funny enough, the weekend the weekend beat organizers by 5 minutes in tweeting the announcement.
He who tweets first.
Yeah.
Tweets longest.
Yeah.
Or something like that.
Yeah, that's tweeting gets kind of scary.
Yeah,
after
it does. It does.
Other top acts to perform at the 2 weekend event: Billie Eilish.
Yeah.
Harry Styles.
Love her. Love him.
Doja Cat.
Yep.
Måneskin.
Oh, I love those guys.
I'm begging.
Oh, I love those guys.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, it's a great band too.
Danny Elfman.
Danny. Love Danny. I'm kind of surprised he's, well, I'm not.
And a slew.
And a slew?
A slew of others.
Oh, yeah, a slew of others, because there's 2 weekends,
we can't forget,
right?
Slew, the performances of Slew.
Of slews.
Now, don't worry, country music fans.
Oh, yeah, no.
Stagecoach is right around the corner.
Yeah.
Well, thank goodness it's on a different weekend.
Yeah, well, it always is. Same place, though. It's
same
like the
place.
Following weekend.
Yeah.
And I'm hearing Rhett and Luke and Carrie and a bunch of big
It'll be
country stars.
Freaking awesome.
It'll be big.
It'll be awesome. It really will.
You know what? I wonder now if Hallie and Van are going to go out to Coachella one of the weekends. Because if they are, maybe I could go get a job as their cabin boy. Cabana boy.
It wouldn't surprise me if they went. I mean, everyone who is someone goes.
Let me in. Are you kidding? They wouldn't let me in.
It's probably not. It's like, wait, there he is.
There he is.
He is.
Please arrest him.
He's making his move.
More Who Cares on Monday. Have a great weekend, and
that's all the news you care less about for this week.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.